The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, everybody. It is Friday. Every day is a good day when you're working for liberty. That is our purpose and that is our point as Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Thank you for joining us today. We're actually broadcasting out of the Genesis Communication Studios in the southern Minneapolis area. I think we're out of Eagan right now, or Burnsville, or something of that nature. But anyhow, it's good to be here in the Midas Resources Recording Studio with Mr. Ted Anderson. We appreciate all of you folks tuning in today. There's a lot to catch up on, actually, from the past day. We've posted a new column. Bradley just released a new column out on WorldNet Daily. We heard about his last one, Honoring the Office. How do you honor the office? You have to see the sacrifice first, because if you don't, you're not going to have an honor. You're only going to honor yourself. Once you've seen that sacrifice, you will not tolerate disgraces in the office. Why is that? Because you have seen a price that has been paid. Contrary to many of those that are serving in public office today, all they got to do is when they get out of Congress, just peer over the Potomac and look into Arlington. The cemetery is there. Countless thousands of graves wrapping Robert E. Lee's former place of residence. The price is shown daily. Our veterans wake up early in the morning, spend hours at a time shining their shoes, straightening their uniforms to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. Utter respect and disdain for all that would desecrate it. If you even speak a word out of turn, or you start chuckling or joking around the tomb of the unknown soldier, what do? Instantaneously, they stop, they point you out, and say, lower your voice or leave. That's love for the sacrifice, folks. We as Christians that profess our Christianity, our love to our Savior, we're a Christian because we're Christ-like. As a matter of fact, we don't call ourselves that. That's what the world calls us. They see that we follow Christ. Just as they saw that Peter, James, and John, they were unlearned and ignorant men. They didn't have the degrees. They didn't study the way the Pharisees did of that day. They didn't study the way the doctors and the scribes of the law did. But they perceived they were with Jesus Christ. When they went to Antioch, what was the first thing that they called the people, the Christians in Antioch, or those that were believers in Christ, followers in Christ? They called them Christians. Because of what they stood and did. I call those patriots in Arlington Cemetery, those that guard that tomb, I call those lovers of liberty, respecters of the sacrifice, and men that I would entrust power to because they're doing it voluntarily. They're not asking for price nor reward. And in D.C., not too far away, the Dome of the Capitol set. And right now we have hearings going on about Benghazi. Mainstream media, of course, barely touching this. Barely touching. And when they do, it's an irrelevant story. Oh, why are we talking about this again? People are packing out arenas, packing out stadiums to see their favorite sports team. They're getting ready. Spring is here. They're planting their gardens. They're going on walks. They're walking their dogs with their little pooper scoopers behind them. So concerned about Fufu and Fifi, their little pets and their animals. Well, right now, your administration is being called out again. Not only for lies, not only for murder again, yes, for negligence of duty. That's what's happening in your country. The reason I'm laying on this Benghazi thing, because friends of ours, Billy and Karen Vaughn, who we've had on the show, we've done events with Bradley's going to be doing a Memorial Day special with them on Truths That Transform, Dr. D. James Kennedy's, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy's television broadcast that goes all over the world from what I've been made known, for what's been made known to me, and definitely all over this country. And they got up. They've lost their son. They've sacrificed their son for you listening. God gave his only son. He sacrificed his only son for you, everybody listening, myself included. And they didn't stop there. This is Billy and Karen now. They went back and they did a press conference. We talked a little bit to Billy about this press conference. It was on the front page of The Blaze again last night. And I'm posting all of this stuff on Facebook, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, so you can check it out. You can see, you can read. Here's a man who is destroyed inside, his only son, and he has no answers. All he has is an administration and a military complex. Not all, and he's very poignant to make that point. Not all, but many in there are covering tracks, lying and deceiving, and not giving answers to a mother and a father who, when called upon, delivered their son on the altar of liberty for you and I. That's not the part that bothers them. Yes, they grieve for their son's loss, but their son knew what he was doing when he stepped into service. The part that bothers them is the deception surrounding this. See, it's not just Benghazi, folks. The Lord is shedding mercy right now and popping holes all over an administration that is, number one, incompetent. Number two, where it is competent, it's diametrically opposed to your rights, your values, and your country. Have you not noticed the theme? You're the problem? You're the enemy? We go to Mexico. We go all over the world. What is Hillary Clinton doing for America when she's touring the world? Is she bringing people to love America? Is she making allies or enemies? You have a botched raid in Benghazi for multitudes of reasons, and the evidence is still going to continue to come. But this administration and the clown carny get up and say, oh, this is a past. This is rhetoric. This is politically motivated. Baloney! The truth is never politically motivated. Politics should mold itself to that truth. And that truth does not need any politician to make it stand. It is. You can see there's victories going on right now, folks. There's a swell here, and I'm trying to engage you into it. You've got to get active. Billy and Karen stood in Washington, D.C., saying, we want answers. We don't want a lawsuit. We accept our son has died, but we don't accept the answers not being given. What is really going on? These sacrifices are not in vain, and we intend to make sure that this administration does not trample on that blood. You and I both, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, will be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sons of Liberty, you're back again. Now, Bradley's not with us today, but that is because we are doing some new branding. He was in the studio all day today. And, of course, he's not taking the day off by any means. He's working. And so right now, I'm covering a few of the topics here for today, but he will be back on the air with us tomorrow. Send him your Facebooks. Send him your love. Like the page. The new fan page is Bradley Dean on Facebook. Like that fan page, and as I've always said, the best way to interact with Bradley is through that Facebook portal, if you will. He's on there consistently feeding the sheep, feeding the flocks, and there's multiple thousands, tens of thousands of people. Just last night, we released a text art on his latest column called Time to Get Radical with the Radicals. All of you that know Bradley know that's exactly what he's been doing and will continue to do for the rest of his days. This is High Crimes in High Places. It's an exclusive where Bradley is outraged by the allegations surrounding SEAL Team 6 shootdown. I was just talking about Billy and Karen Vaughn. And you can watch that video, watch the press conference. Our friend Larry Klayman, who's represented us in a suit against Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, was representing these guys. I know that Michelle Bachmann was there, Alan West was there, Brigitte Gabrielle, General Boykin. There was a handful of folks that were turned out for this particular press conference for a family that says, I want answers. I'm not asking for answers. I'm not crying for answers. I demand answers. And folks, it's not until then that you're going to get your answers. Because these, they're not clowns. No, they're not. They act like clowns. These are criminals. These are criminals in high places. And the American people, as Bradley quoted, you can find this text art right there on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's a great one to share. Has the picture, and it puts the art right on there, so it's really clickable, and there's always a story attached to it, and that happens to be his latest column. It says, the American people, now listen to this, listen to what I'm saying. You know, it's so easy on talk radio, just listen to words, but listen to the heart of this. The American people are now in a position where they have to do what the government was put in place to do. And the question is, well, then why is that government there? If I pay somebody to mow my lawn, they do not show up, I end up mowing it myself. Do I still pay the person that I hired to do it? Do I say, oh, maybe next week you can cut my grass for me? Am I apologetic to them? Should I fear the man who I paid and contracted with to mow my grass? No! I fire that man and find somebody who will do what the contract says to do. America, you're in that position. The fact that we even have to stand up and guard our veterans, our military servicemen and women, against political interests? That is the purpose of government, to protect and to secure your God-given rights, period. This administration is now committing the crimes it has been put in position to prevent. Find that text art on Sons of Liberty Radio. You'll find a picture of Bradley with that text art there and an awesome column tied to it. I encourage you to dig into that. Dig into this. Honoring the office was the last column. Seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled on. That's on us, folks. We got an email to that from, let's see, what is his name? Daryl. Daryl Poole. Said, very moving, Bradley. No more truth could have had from the words you speak. My musket and I stand with you against the evil that grips our land. The president is a fraud and a blatant traitor. This is what he's saying. Folks, this is what you're saying. This is what people are saying all across the country. I'm reading an email. Constitutionally, his tact and his phony words patronizing the Second Amendment, to which I swore an oath to uphold and always will. This man is a veteran writing this email. In his speech to Mexico, it is nothing less than the very stench of hypocrisy. This is where he went to Mexico and blamed them for gun violence, blamed us, blamed you. Blame the country that he is the commander-in-chief of. I mean, what? How moronic? How much more stupid can you get? It's like saying BP, the CEO, coming up and saying, well, I'm blaming my company for this oil spill. I'm using that loosely. It may be a poor analogy, but the point is, if you're the boss, then you take ownership. You don't blame those people that work for you. It's your company. If you're the president of the United States, you don't blame the people who empower you. They put you there. Going back to the analogy, it's like the guy who's supposed to mow your lawn. He comes up and he starts insulting you for him not doing the job. Well, that's what's happening. I know it sounds stupid. You would never tolerate it, but that's what's happening. Now that there are many, many out here like me, this is this veteran continuing, take courage in that and know that this traitor can only fail when we all finally rise up. We are not fooled. This Benghazi thing is not going to bed. We've read, even from the mainstream talking heads are talking about it right now. This compiled with all of the rest of the crimes and atrocities of this administration. Unconstitutional, criminal activities, cover-ups, lies, deceptions, murder. Daryl ends it with, may we never forget the blood oath of our forefathers that ensures our freedom. That's right. Whenever you see a testimony, you see the old covenant, the Old Testament, sacrifice was required to ratify it. I shouldn't say ratify it, but to secure it. That was our part of the covenant. God covenanted with himself and his son to shed his son's blood for the New Testament. This is blood bought, folks. Blood bought. Many of you know we just got off tour. We engaged in a situation with a student down in Des Moines, Iowa, a victory. He just won another legal battle against his school for discriminating against his free speech, for him exposing school resources being used to support an organization that literally attacked his faith. That's right, a Christian stood and won. Every time you stand, you win. We've got right now, we've got a group of cheerleaders. I mean, listen to this! Where are the big bad men and boys across this country? We've got cheerleaders, little girls down in Texas right now, standing up for their Christian liberties. You did hear me right. I said cheerleaders. And you got these stinking, oh gosh, can I call them morons? I mean, seriously. It takes a little harder word than these foolish, ignorant people. Freedom from religion. Freedom against whatever. I don't even know what they're called. Nobody does. It's one or two of them sitting behind a desk, probably living off an insurance settlement or something, because nobody would be stupid enough to support these guys. In Houston, a judge ruled Wednesday that the cheerleaders at Southeast Texas High School, I'm giving you victories, folks, don't let this lie. Don't accept an apology. You got a clean house. A changing of the guard does absolutely nothing for us unless that new guard coming in fears the people and fears the God who he swears an oath to and stays in the confines of the Constitution. Otherwise, we've got nothing, Republican or Democrat, I don't care. The Southeast Texas High School can display banners emblazoned with Bible verses at football games. Yes, I'm saying that's a victory, but isn't that weak? That's our victory, and it took a bunch of girls who are cheerleaders to stand up and say, we're going to blaze our banners. Little girls, let's play this clip really quick. They were they got some really good coverage. As a matter of fact, the district, the school district, reverse course, supported the banners, a move that prompted Thomas to the issue his summary judgment and so avoid a trial. Didn't even have to go to trial because they stood. Folks, it doesn't have to. You don't get drained. You don't lose your money. You win when you stand. Governor Rick Perry, Attorney General Greg Abbott, filed court papers seeking to intervene on their behalf. Yeah, that's right. Little girls got the state government of Texas to stand on their side. A Facebook group created after the ban, Support Courts Kids Faith, has more than 45,000 members because people want this. Let's listen to it.
What about, have you heard from anybody since the ruling came down? Like, I know the governor, Rick Perry, put out a statement, and what's been the reaction? Have you heard from anybody at all?
On the support page on Facebook, there's been a lot of celebration and praises to God going up about this. And, of
praises
course, the
God.
Attorney General and the governor. So we're thankful for all of the support.
What do you think this has taught you guys? Macy, Savannah, maybe one of you two can answer this. What has this taught you about the process here in terms of, you know, speaking up for your rights, especially your religious liberty rights?
I think the most important lesson is that, you know, if you believe in something, then you should stand firm in it and don't back down just because someone says we can't do it.
Come on, do you hear that? I hear a bunch of high school girls standing for religious liberties and teaching the generation that is sitting on their crack and sitting on their hands are under their crack, too. They're not even moving those. And their lips are zipped and their eyes are glued to a television set or a little hole in the ice when they ice fish or out on their boat. They're trying to look for a duck and say, if it flies, it dies. If it's brown, it's down. And you got high school cheerleaders who God shows himself strong on their behalf because they will stand. You heard them. There's nothing special about... Yes, there is something special about these girls. Forgive me. These girls weren't trained for media. They weren't trained for press. They were trained to stand because they took their God at his word, and that's how he's glorified. In Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina, a lot of good stuff going on in North Carolina. We're going to be visiting you all very soon. Legislation met to clarify when and how student-led prayer. You all remember that they said, listen, marriage is between man and a woman, just recently. Student-led prayers are allowed in public schools, has passed the North Carolina Senate. Of course! Student-led prayer. See the students? You getting the theme, folks? We reach that next generation. There's our hope. There's our energy. And there is the Spirit of Christ awaiting for us to reach them as they wait for us, too. Let's set the example and cross the line. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right. right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Victories, victories, victories. Reminds me of the song, Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever. You brought me and bought me with your redeeming love. Boy, I hope I have those lyrics right. But that's what it reminds me of, victories. What do people want to hear? They want to hear the victory. If you don't, you need to get your head examined. Because I know a lot of people turn out to conferences that talk all about the defeat. And they actually pay money to do this. I just don't get it. What is the point? These victories that we're sharing with you, go right to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'm trying to find an email I just got the other day. I was talking to a group, speaking of North Carolina, or a leader that was out there, and she has a son. He's 10 years old. I've talked to you a little bit about this comic book, Bradley Dean's life story. Danny Bulinati, a former Filipino artist for DC Comics, that's like Superman and Fantastic, I don't even know. Anyways, all those comic things that you see. This particular Filipino artist, as he was getting older in his life, became a Christian and said, I want to dedicate my life and my talents to something that is going to be meaningful. Not just this, you know, graphic entertainment. So he teamed up with Bradley to do Bradley's life story. It was formerly in a little white pamphlet, just a story, a testimonial book called You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. I hear the lights going on. Well, I see the lights going on already. Hey, wait a minute. That's the name of the ministry. Exactly. And so they teamed up to do it. It was about a 2-year project, I believe, somewhere roughly around there. In other words, they put a lot of time into it, a lot of effort into it, and made it perfect. And now it's available for you. You can find it. As a matter of fact, we'll have them posted on Facebook right now. It's normally a $20 donation because it's very long. It has the Bill of Rights. It has the Constitution in it. It's all in comic book version. Again, this took 2 years to get together for you. Put it on Facebook. It's $10 right now as opposed to $20 is what we generally sell it for. And we want to make you aware of that. It's a donation. So please support the cause. And by supporting the cause, we're going to give you whatever we can. Not just through the airwaves, but also through what we have as far as product. This testimonial comic book called My War was then sent. I sent it to this gal in North Carolina. She's a friend of ours. She's very active. She's a doer. She's a homeschool mom. Now, these moms are amazing. I wonder what these cheerleaders are going to grow up. What kind of moms are they going to be? You think they're going to just,
oh, well, you know, this administration's lying, and I know they're selling our kids down the crack. They've already sold us, but, well, what can you do, you know?
No, I bet these mamas, as they grow up and become mamas, are going to stand for their kids because they know what it's like to be dumped on. For people to literally say, and I'm not saying this vainly, to hell with them. Because what's the alternative? The nation is being turned into hell by wickedness and wicked men and men that will not deal with tyranny. But when you see the little lights popping through and these students step up to the plate, folks, you can't overcome light with darkness. It only works one way. The only way darkness prevails is if you put the light out. I don't care if you have 10,000 tons of darkness, if you can't even weigh darkness. There's no measurement for it. It exists because it's the absence of light. What does it say in the book of Revelations? When we get to heaven, I'm going to get back to the comic book. When we get to heaven, there is no light because God and His Son Jesus Christ are light. Hello? If He's living in you, you're light. This comic book sheds light. I'm going to tell you how. She has a 10-year-old son. He loves to read. He's one of those special kids. You all have him. She's got to learn to tap into him. She homeschools him. That's a good start. As we sent the comic book, he took it. He said, "Wow, Mom, this is so cool!" And he's big into graphic, you know, novels and things like Thor and all these other Marvel characters, which are just knockoffs of biblical and divine powers. That's all it is. It's a knockoff. It's really idolatry in many cases. So he's used to reading that. He gets this Bradley Dean. He sees the comic book, the caricature of Bradley Dean. He says, "Man, forget Thor, forget all these." And he slept with this comic book. She's going to send me the picture of this. He read the whole thing through. He's done reading it. He still keeps it and runs through it. He watched the documentary series. He was so excited to watch that for family night because here's this new superhero. That superhero is Christ, folks. It's the Christ in everything that we do as Sons of Liberty. Whenever you see goodness, that's what you see as Christ. And men yielded themselves to it, and that's exactly what Bradley did, and he put this comic book together. And then this little boy, as he's reading, he's noticing Scripture through it all. Now, some parents say, "Well, if you got Scripture in it, my kids won't read it." Well, guess what this 10-year-old did? Because there was Scripture in it, he said to his mom, "You know, I've read all the books in my room. I've read this comic book numerous times, and it's got Scripture. Now, I want to start reading the Bible." He has started on a lifestyle of reading the Bible. He's going to go from cover to cover. I'm not sure exactly how far he is, but this woman said, "When you get to North Carolina," which, again, we'll be there soon. That's right. Write it down, all you bloggers. "You're going to North Carolina. Where are they going? Where are they going to strike next? When we're there, I've got to bring my son to meet you." Folks, this is light, because kids go to the light. All I'm merely saying is set the example. Show forth Christ. Christ did not promote. He had no promoters. His promotion was the light that he shed. When he walked into a town and people were healed, that was light. That's what attracted more people. When he did miracles, that was light. That's what attracted more people. When he preached, when he confronted the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, who would rather condemn men and put in a class system than to express salvation by grace through faith at the end of that law, instead of controlling men by the law, bringing them Christ to let them be set free, that was light, and people followed it. And that's what you're seeing right now throughout this whole country. I truly believe there is so much light happening right now. Wow, the judgments are a light unto the people. The commandment is a light or a lamp. The law is a light. Both shedding light. Now, many of you have joined Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio recently. I encourage you, share it with your friends. Invite your friends to like it. Because we're going to be posting stuff until the end. State-run media attempts to minimize Benghazi. How's that working out for you? How's it working out for you, Gosnell? Thought you were going to get protected by your chums up in the White House. Thought you were going to say that everybody attacking you is racist while you're killing black babies. That makes a lot of sense. Your stupidity. You reek of stupidity. You un-American, criminal, ungodly haters of mankind. As you exalt yourself in your pride, you look even more foolish and stupid. Because America with light will hold you accountable. And that's the hand of justice that God sheds by his mercy upon his people. Many people have been commenting here recently. I want to bring this to a point. You know, I posted this here recently. It said, I was Albert Einstein. Help me understand the logic of this. Watching 2 hours of violence in a movie does not influence our behavior, but a 30-second Super Bowl ad is worth how many millions of dollars now? $3.8 million because it makes us run out and buy a product. See, this is just stupidity. And the more they try to throw stupidity, the more they expose themselves, and the more you are able to deal with them. So you've got to deal with them. Action. Action, action, action. I want to speak of something, a little bit of a change of topic. Our guest coming up on the next segment is going to be Michael Anthony Perutka. I ran for president in 2004, presidential candidate under the Constitution Party. And if you know Howard Phillips, who just passed, was a very large advocate for a lot of good things in this country. His son, Doug Phillips, is an amazing man with vision. That's his ministry. And shedding light. But he's going to be on with us after this because once people get light, listen, people are talking about the Constitution all day long. A lot of them don't know much about it, but at least they're talking about it. This is our advantage. This is our opportunity, folks, to instruct and to educate. And that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. We're actually graduating tonight, Friday. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you that are going to be attending tonight. And those of you that can't, please stay tuned. We're going to run another constitutional course. It's a 12-week course, Biblical Constitution on the basis of original intent and what the founders and the framers intended. What was their worldview? How did they craft this? How did this come together? We share a lot of it sporadically throughout the program, but this is all consolidated. You can go to constitutioncourse.com or find it right on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Down on the bottom, you'll see it, the Constitution course. You can sign up. We are graduating another class of 30-plus folks all around the country. 30-plus folks. Now, take that and then compound that as we do this together. It's like compound interest. Put it together and tell me we can't take this back quickly. Martin Luther King Jr. said, for when a people get caught up with that which is right, it has to be right, and they're willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory. In other words, the finish line is victory, period. That's faith. That's faith alive. That's faith manifest through us. Because faith without works is dead. In other words, it's not really faith. But when he works back it up, there's faith. And you can behold and see how good the Lord is in the land of the living. We have that opportunity right now. Victory is happening all over the place, folks. Throw some kindling in that fire. As Jefferson said in writing a letter to from France back home, he said, liberty is contagious. It's catching. It's not a sickness and a disease, but it does. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's where the glory goes back to, Jesus Christ. Don't you think it's time that our representatives start protecting our children? Don't you think it's time for people in office to be demanded of to uphold their constitutional oaths? I sure do. And it's all within the power of your hands and your action. It's all there, folks. We've got the tools. You as a supporter of the Sons of Liberty, that's another way that you can help us get this message out. Folks, we need your donations, plain and simple. It's how we continue to go. It's how we expand the influence. It's how we preach. It's how we're on the air right now. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make your tax-deductible donation. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Click on the icon there and see what it takes to become a son or daughter of liberty. It's really simple. Step in. Get in line. Stand up and be counted. We'll be right back with Michael Anthony Perutka, our guest for the last segment of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preaching. And his presentations, his DVDs are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give you another taste. The last column that was, well, I guess it is this week. It's only Friday. Wednesday, Bradley released. And the text art says, America, the way to honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against the American people. Many of you are scratching your head saying, what in the world is impeachment? Is that a fruit? No, it's Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. We got a comment on this. Actually, we got a lot of them. One guy said, deport him to Benghazi. Another one said this, until the average American starts paying more attention to those elected to office at all levels than the time they devote to Hollywood celebrities and professional athletes / sports, they will get this kind of government. We have a representative government. We get what we deserve. In often cases, we actually get better than what we deserve. Not everybody. I guess I shouldn't lump myself in that lot and lump good patriots into that lot. But folks, for the most part, apathy prevails. When apathy prevails, then tyranny prevails. Like William Penn said, we're either going to be ruled by God or we're destined to be ruled by tyrants. And speaking of that, there is a God. Our rights come from him. And the purpose of government is to secure those rights. And we have with us a special guest, Mr. Michael Anthony Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution and the AmericanView.com. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
Well, Jake, it is an honor to be with you. And you have done so. You and your organization, Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty, and you can run international, or you can run McKenna Hyde International, have done a great deal to encourage, not only to capture the youth and love them in the way of reconnecting them to their heritage of liberty under law, but also encouraging the whole spectrum of people to do the same thing, to reconnect with their own history and realize that we need to know the things that we need to know, the biblical worldview, we need to know the Constitution, so we can hold our representatives accountable.
You got it. It's our government, we the people. That's our purpose and job. Now, the reason we have Michael with us, he's actually in town today. He flew out from the D.C. area near the belly of the beast, but I won't give you the belly. You're kind of up in the neck, you know, because the neck kind of goes up into Baltimore. So you're
funny,
kind of in
Jake,
the
I never
trachea.
Think of myself as being from the D.C. area.
Well, I do because I'm so far from it, so you're really close. It's like down
the
block.
I guess to you, I'm from the D.C. area.
You're down the block. So he's joining us now to graduate another course of not only believers in Christ and in God and biblical values and constitutional government and how the two sciences blend together, as James Wilson said. These two are synonymous. They're one with the other. You cannot have liberties without Christian liberty. You cannot have the rule of law without biblical law and an understanding of that. And, Michael, you developed a curriculum called the Institute on the Constitution. It's a 12-week course, and what it does is it essentially starts from square one, prior to or pre-revolution or war of resistance, if you want to call it that, and it brings us all the way to this day and age and how you biblically apply that Constitution, how it's your biblical duty. It's actually a mandate of the Bible to us as Christians to make sure that civil government stays in its realm, that Caesar stays where Caesar is, and that we can render unto God peaceably in society our worship and our praise and our adoration, which is due to him in peace, free from civil restraint. Michael, when you come into town and when you come into graduations like this, let me just ask you, does this reinvigorate your hope? I know you ran for president in 2004. We've had some pieces of work since then that have came into that office and that administration. But what do you see all around the country? I want people to realize it's not just with the Sons of Liberty. You're in 50 states, yes?
Oh, yeah. The materials that we have put together by the grace of God, Jake, have been used by folks in all 50 states. And I'm happy to tell you that we've totally, a long time ago, we lost count of how many people have actually graduated from Institute of the Constitution's classes. We're very grateful for the fact that people have used their materials, and I think it's a validation of the fact that you need to start at the beginning.
That's right.
You need to start at square one, and that is to say, you need to start where our founders started, with the acknowledgement of God and His authority, and Him being the source of law and liberty and government. Many of the people that like to talk about conservative principles and returning to the rule of law don't want to start there. Now, I can't catalog for you, Jake, all the reasons why. I don't really know, since I'm not in other men's hearts or in their heads, so I don't really know. But I can tell you that groups like Cato Institute and the Heritage Association and even Hillsdale College, when they publish their courses, they don't begin with the fact that law comes from God. They either are afraid to, they either don't know or they're afraid to acknowledge where the actual starting point. And Jake, if you don't start at the starting point, there you're going to end up nowhere. There's no telling where you'll end up. You need to start it at the very beginning. And that very beginning, you actually summarized a moment ago in your introduction saying, there is a God, our rights come from Him. The purpose of civil government is to protect those God-given rights. Quintessentially, that's the American view of law and government. That's what our course is about. We are grateful that you here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area have been conducting a course, and this is not the first one you've done. This is about the third or fourth one you've done. We're very grateful. People all over the country have been doing exactly this. People in Ohio, people in Utah, people in Spokane, Washington. I've traveled all over the country to graduate classes like I'm going to do tonight of folks who have taken this structured course of study, which gives them an understanding, which really gives them the tools that they need to understand, Jake, not just the text of the Constitution, but the whole context on which it's grounded.
You bring up a point, because you do have to understand the whole context. I was bringing up some victories in the beginning of the show today, and I was talking about some cheerleaders down in Texas that wanted to have, you know, religious signs when they're doing their cheers and things like that. It has come to that, not in all cases, but it has come to that where little itty-bitty girls that are cheerleaders in high school have to stand for the religious values because their community won't stand.
Yeah.
And then what that causes is a chain reaction. I just posted on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can see a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old that have both graduated this Constitution course. Yes, I said 5 and 7. Memorizing by memory, spouting off the Bill of Rights. This can be done, and there is hope. When that happens, It's this, like I said, it's contagious. And then people all over the country say, whoa, I don't know how long I've been sleeping for, but I just woke up and I better get busy. And that's what I love about this. It's got to be encouragement to folks like yourself that have created these type of curriculums. It's an encouragement to me every time we do the course and we have people from all over the country chiming in for this. When we go down and we do an event, say in Florida, and we have a 16-year-old student who's willing to stand for his religious liberties on his public school campus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you should send your kids to public school, but boy, I'll tell you what, when a kid does that, then the more you tell him he can't do it, the more he's going to stand, and that triggers things. And it happens all throughout the country.
Because, you know why he could stand there, Jake? He could stand there because he knows where he's standing.
Amen.
He has the confidence and the courage of his conviction because he knows exactly where he's standing. And that's what most Americans have been dumbed out of. Yep. If they recover that, you're right. They go, wow. I don't, like you say, I don't know how long I've been sleeping, but Rip Van Winkle just woke up. I get it now.
That's right. Those bowling balls have hit really loudly, and they've woke people up. Folks, I encourage you, go to our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get yourself enrolled in the next Constitution course. We're going to be doing it again in August. We're going to be doing this twice a year. It's a 12-week course. There's a graduation at the end. There's a certificate. It's been endorsed by many major national leaders. We're talking to Michael Anthony Perutka right now, former presidential candidate, who had started this course on AmericanView.com, but you can find it online. We want to register you. We want to get you a part. I've got a student tonight, Michael. You're going to meet him. He's a veteran, 40-plus. He's got a son. I think he's 14. He's graduating, too. He's already registered for the next class, and he's going to bring his other son to get involved in it. And when the kid is doing the Constitution class, some people think, well, my kid would never want to do that. You know, they'll twiddle their thumbs. It's boring. No, it's really not. They're following along. They're getting the answers, and they're ready to go to school and say to their history teacher, we're not a democracy, sir.
Right.
We're a republic. Oh, yeah, you're a Republican. Sure, I get it. Thank you for being with us, Michael. We got to cut it short. We'll see you tonight at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Come to the graduation. Find the details there. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.